Well, welcome back to the show. And as always, we're going to kick off a new month by checking in with Director of Advocacy and Government Relations for the FFA, Riley Padgett. Now, Riley, certainly what a week we wrapped up with National FFA Week. National officers crisscrossed the country and lots of fundraising came in during Give FFA Day. Now that the dust is all settled, what are all the details?
Yeah, you know, I think we talked about this time last year. I always love National FFA Week because I think it comes at the perfect time during the year for students and teachers and members and advisors. And I love it because it's celebrated in all 50 states and Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. You know, and particularly, I think it's really cool that our six national FFA officers go on the road as individuals and they travel to different states celebrating FFA Week. We had one national officer in Connecticut, another in Arkansas, South Carolina, Iowa, Washington, and one who split her time between West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Maryland, and just celebrating with students and teachers and celebrating all that FFA and agricultural education means to them. You're right that on during National FFA Week, there was a Give FFA Day in which we raised more than $230,000 from 471 donors. And so that is the biggest Give FFA date to date, again, where people were very generous with their time and their resources and making sure that the difference that was made for them in the blue jacket flows down to students wearing the blue jacket today. Also, during that week, we celebrated alumni, where more than 10,000 alumni checked in online to show where they were located now, what they were up to, and committed to staying connected with the National FFA organization. And so a really successful week all in all.
And that alumni check-in initiative isn't just limited to FFA Week, is that right?
Yeah, so during National FFA Week, as we mentioned, alumni were invited to check in to show where they were, what they were up to, and to give a brief testimony of how the National FFA organization or their state FFA associations had impacted them. As kind of a once a member, always a member type of thing. And again, indicating where we were and how we wanted to stay connected in the future, more than 10,000 FFA alumni checked in online during National FFA Week. And if you weren't able to do that, but you're an alumni and supporter of the organization, you're more than welcome to check in year-round at www.ffa.org/alumni-and-supporters/. So again, welcome to check in at any point throughout the year. We're calling all alumni to do this, again, as an indication of where you are and what the organization has meant to you throughout the years.
Well, now, as our listeners know, we've been following the amendments to the National FFA Charter as they've made their way through Congress. And finally, last week, we reached the finish line.
You know, we couldn't have planned it even if we had tried. We had been, you're right, following our charter amendments and initiating these amendments in both chambers of the U.S. government, in both the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, and ensuring that these amendments were mirrored in both of those chambers and were supported. 2 weeks ago, or three now, I guess, we had unanimous consent in both chambers. And you're right, on Thursday of National FFA Week, President Donald J. Trump signed into law the newest amendments to FFA's federal charter with the U.S. Department of Education, and that became Public Law 116-7. And so again, if you're studying for green hand quizzes at home, or if you're really interested in the legislative process, it's Public Law 116-7, and those are the federal charter amendments that set us apart from any other career and technical student organization and tie us really closely to agricultural education and what it means to learn about agriculture, food, and natural resources in our school system.
And just around the corner is yet another week-long celebration of agriculture that's coming up in March.
We love FFA Week so much that we believe in extending the celebrations that happened there in February into the month of March. And so March 11th through the 15th, again, 11th through the 15th, is National Agriculture Week. And National Agriculture Day, of course, falls during that week, where we're calling all active FFA members and maybe their younger siblings and their parents or grandparents to celebrate all that food, fiber, and natural resources mean to us. We can do this by writing thank you notes to farmers, holding a farmer's market at our school, reading agricultural stories to elementary school students, hosting events at our school where we're educating our peers about the necessities of food and agriculture and things like water and other natural resources. And we'll be doing that here at National FFA in a variety of ways. Again, one is educating our peers and advocating that folks all across the country celebrate National Ag Week. And for more ideas like that, you can visit FFA.org/ag-week. Pretty simple, FFA.org/ag-week for suggestions of ways that you can celebrate. In addition, we'll be hosting 40 FFA members in the Washington, D.C. area that week, where we'll train them on advocacy and literacy and how to tell their story and spread the message of food and agriculture to their elected leaders. And we'll also be celebrating the Greatest Advocate after that week, where we'll be looking at all of the events and activities that FFA chapters and state FFA associations and individuals hosted during the week of Agriculture Week. And the winning Greatest Advocate will receive a free pizza party, thanks to our platform sponsors at Domino's, and also a visit from a national FFA officer. You can apply to be the Greatest Advocate by visiting FFA.org/ag-week and by clicking on the submit here button. Again, we'd love for any and all of you to participate in the Greatest Advocate Challenge by applying for that pizza party and a visit from a national officer, but more importantly, to advocate for food and natural resources with those that live and work in our communities.
Well, finally, Riley, state convention season is also already here, kicking off in the next few weeks.
That's right. State conventions, gosh, I think this month alone we'll be celebrating Michigan, Nevada, and Tennessee's state convention, just to name a few. And those conventions will run through mid to late July, with the last two being West Virginia and Texas. And so if you're interested in visiting a state FFA convention in your neck of the woods, or if you're a member, there's still time to talk with your ag teachers and FFA advisors about what that might look like for you and your chapter. And so if you're competing at state conventions this season, we wish you the best of luck. If you're attending, have a great time. And if you're supporting, thank you for your support.
And of course, we'll have updates from all of those conventions as the season hits full swing. Well, Riley, thanks for making some time for us today. And of course, we do look forward to catching up with you in April.
Thanks again. Looking forward to it.
Again, Riley Padgett, Director of Advocacy and Government Relations for the National FFA.